In another story, and in a rare visit, the Japanese Prime Minister has pledged to work with Beijing on the denuclearization of North Korea.
The denuclearization of North Korea is a common goal of both countries. We agree to continue to closely coordinate and deal with the issue and fulfill properly our responsibilities.
Abe also spoke of his commitment to normalizing diplomatic relations with Pyongyang. However, he said several issues must be resolved for that to happen. Abe hailed relations with China, saying they are at a historic turning point. The Japanese premier said Tokyo and Beijing hold huge responsibility for ensuring the security of the region. This is the first visit by a Japanese leader to China in 7 years. The Chinese prime minister spoke about the significance in improving ties between Asia's two biggest economies.
The two sides agreed to carry out communication and cooperation on the North Korea nuclear issue. China supports Japan and North Korea to improve relations through dialogue and properly resolve pending issues between the two sides. China and Japan are important neighbors to each other. The two sides should stick to the direction of peace and friendship.
The two leaders have signed a number of agreements aimed at expanding bilateral political and military ties. Abe has also traveled with nearly 1,000 delegates from Japanese companies. They have inked 500 business deals with a total of worth a total of $2.6 billion. Both China and Japan have faced trade challenges from the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. On this one, let's bring in Mr. Greg Simons. He's an author and researcher joining us from Uppsala via Skype. Mr. Simons, it's good to have you with us. Before we actually go and speak about the role North Korea plays in the relations of these two Asian giants, let's just focus on their own relations. No Japanese high official traveled prime minister to China in the past 7 years. My first question to you, how significant do you see this trip?
It's very much a starting point because both China and Japan have various antagonisms which are historical and contemporary. For China, for example, the legacy of World War II and the Japanese aggression. For the Japanese, the Chinese expansion into the South China Sea. So there are a lot of things which keep them apart. This North Korea issue is something which can potentially give them at least one project to work on, which is in both of their national security interests.
Okay, and then on the issue of North Korea, Mr. Simons, at least the Japanese Prime Minister Abe has said that he is after denuclearization of North Korea. He is after relations with North Korea and the normalization of relations with North Korea. But he has said that some things have to be normalized first. And, well, you know, there are preconditions to that, so to speak. I want you to tell our viewers what he means by those preconditions or some of the issues that he has said must be resolved first.
Well, in terms of the conditions with North Korea, I presume that he's trying to enter the game because historically, of course, the Japanese role on the Korean Peninsula has been controversial, to say the least. So I'm not exactly sure what he's terming these preconditions, but this might be a play by Japan to try and get a more significant foreign policy role. And of course, in this regard, it would be competing somewhat with the United States in this regard. So this might be a case of Japan playing a more assertive role in the foreign relations in its area, its region.
Sure. That's Greg Simons, author and researcher out of Uppsala, joining us via Skype. Mr. Simons, it was good to have you with us.